I'd like to call to order the August 23rd, 2021 Oak Ridge Board of Education meeting. If everyone would please join me as we honor America and stand for the presentation of the colors. You may be seated. I would like to introduce Ms. Bowles. She's the principal at Glenwood Elementary, and she is here to introduce our wonderful guests.
There's no reason it shouldn't work. It worked a minute ago, and it's just not. So I'm not sure. There's just.
Is it that one?
And the aux. Yeah. And worst comes to worst, you don't need it, do you? Should be, I think. second ago, Glenwood a cappella.
We don't need technology.
My name is Ashley Artiana Arteaga.
My name is Cooper Messenger.
My name is Preston Lee Atkinson.
My name is Azariah Eaton.
Ava Miller Pipe.
My name is Vance Harrison.
My name is Patrick Torres.
My name is Olivia Moorhead.
My name is Anastasia Wallen.
My name is Ultra Nichols.
My name is Dawson Finney.
My name is Austin Tapp.
My name is Eden Martin.
My name is Riley Collins.
My name is Mason Reed.
My name is Thomas Hills.
My name is Christopher Weibel.
My name is Ava Watkins.
My name is Grayson Honeycutt.
Let's give them one more hand. It's so wonderful to have our kids back in this room, and also having our ROTC here to present the colors. We're glad to have all of our kids here. Thank you very much for Glenwood for coming. Parents, you all are more than welcome to stay, or if you would like to take off, you are welcome to do that too. Thank you. Okay, for you regulars that attend this meeting or watch this meeting, you may notice that something is different up here. Mr. Philauer is out of town and unable to attend, so I'm Laura McLean, and I'll be leading us through this meeting. This is my first time to be in this chair, so I would appreciate your patience and understanding. Okay, all right. So next we have is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections? Ms. Agle.
I would like to add an item to the agenda to require masks indoors at all Oak Ridge schools absent a written opt-out notice from parents in accordance with the Executive Order 84.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, we will have a discussion. I thought this was going to be easy. All right, Ms. Agle.
I think we have all seen the numbers this year of cases in our schools rising much more quickly than they did last year. It's obvious that the Delta variant does not spare children nearly so much as the original did. I think we all want our schools open, and we want our students in school because that's where they learn best. But the best way to achieve that is to keep them as safe as possible, and universal masking is the only thing I can think of we're not already doing.
Okay, any more discussion?
Excuse me. I agree. Also, simply because that's that hard point that I have. We can address learning loss. We can mediate. We can retrain. We can reeducate. But we cannot resurrect the safety of staff and students is paramount, first and foremost. And if the mask even helps prevent one death, it's worth an entire year. So that's that hard point, whether the state likes it or not. I'm very, very concerned. I have two grands that are in Florida, and it's driving me nuts. I'm scared to death. Same foolishness in my book. I will, we have a great team here. And last year, when we knew even less, we did our absolute best, and we learned a lot of lessons as a school system. And the teachers, the principals, the staff did an exceptional job. And we had to kind of wing it on a couple of occasions, but never to the point of jeopardizing the health of any students or staff. And that's the only thing I'm standing on, whether it stays put or it's overruled or whatever the case. That's my position, and it's not an idea, it's a conviction with me. The lives of students and staff have to come first, above comfort, above learning, or whatever, if that's the case may be. First, let's make sure that they live through the year. And if we can do that, we can adjust to everything else. I don't want anyone in this district or even in the state to ever be in that situation where you're wondering, what if? We have seen people contract the virus even though you've had vaccinations, breakthroughs, but when you look at the numbers, the millions that have vaccinations, and this virus doesn't care whether you've had it or not, it will catch a ride on anyone. And if you aren't very careful, if our students aren't very careful, and parents, if you're not very careful, the virus is looking for a weakness or entry point, and we have to work very hard to prevent that. So that's my perspective on the issue, and you know, I'm going to stick to that. By and large, whatever we decide to do, I'm going to be always on the point of I would rather be safe or attempt to be as safe as humanly possible instead of being sorry. Thank you.
Ms. Webb?
I guess this is directed to Mr. Lay and Dr. Borchers. What is the overall feeling of the staff who are in the classrooms every day working with the students? What is their opinion? I know you guys are in constant contact with them. What is the overall feeling with people in the building?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough call any given time. You know, that could probably change daily. When the cases started to increase, we did survey staff, and as we've shared with the board, it was about a 50-50 split at that point of mask at that point. We haven't surveyed, you know, yesterday or last week, but that's when our cases started to accumulate.
Our governor and our key legislators have weighed in on this whole mask mandate issue. We've got parents, grandparents, community members have emailed us, they've called, they've sent letters to us. We've also heard from doctors and lawyers about this issue. And this is what I know. We're asking our teachers to perform at a very high level in the classroom for the students that are in school, in addition to asking them to serve our virtual learners. And to add the additional task of scrutinizing an ever-changing list at the beginning of each day and every class period that says who should be wearing a mask, then comparing that to each student in the class to see are they wearing a mask appropriately or do they not have to wear a mask, I just think that this is impractical. We can't ask our teachers to become the mask police. It's my belief that a mask mandate with the opt-out is unwieldy and unrealistic. Our school system is asked to do a lot, and we must continue to provide the highest quality education. We need our families and our community to step up and do your part to keep our kids healthy in our schools and in our community. You could do that by wearing a mask, by encouraging kids to wear a mask, and by getting the vaccine. Any more comments?
If it's my understanding is that this is a vote whether or not to put it on the agenda, not a vote on the motion.
Okay, we are going to do a verbal vote. And as Ms. Agle said, this is a vote on whether or not to put this on the agenda later on in our meeting. So we'll be voting yes to put it on the agenda or no to not put it on the agenda, correct? Okay, Ms. Agle.
Aye.
Mr. Stevens.
Aye.
Ms. Webb. I vote nay. Ms. Lamahert, can we move this to the top of our items for action? Okay. All right. So now we need to take a vote on approval of the agenda as we have adjusted it, adding the mask mandate to the top of the items for action. That will be item number A.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
It's all yay.
Okay, all right. So now we are going to move on to our special reports and presentations that will be our good news. I'm going to start with Mr. Stevens.
All right, we'll start in the area of special education. The Oak Ridge Schools has been awarded a grant by the Tennessee Department of Human Resources. This grant will provide three full-time employees for a transition school to work programs for 14 through 22 year old students and with disabilities. These positions will strengthen our community presence to ensure that more students are life ready and have career options. Very good.
Okay, Ms. Webb.
From the Coordinated School Health, Coordinated School Health will be having a competition between schools to win the Oak Ridge Schools Wellness Cup. These activities will be geared towards improving staff physical and mental well-being to help reduce stress and continue to do their jobs well. Each school will earn points based on participation in wellness activities and games throughout the year, including activities like a staff volleyball and softball game, disc golf, walking challenges, and wellness bingo.
From Glenwood, Glenwood Elementary received a donation of 10 iPads from IB3 Global Solutions. The iPads will be used in the CDC classroom to assist students with learning needs. Glenwood TA Ms. Sharon Gleason coordinated arrangements for this donation. And from Robertsville, the Robertsville RAMSAT team is pleased to announce that on Sunday, August 15th, they were able to download the first images from space. The first image was mostly clouds, but they couldn't be happier. The image is in focus and lets them know that there has been no damage to the camera system during launch or from harsh environment of space. They look forward to downloading more images of the successful mission. And again, if y'all remember, the point of this is for the satellite to take pictures of the damage caused by the Gatlinburg wildfire so that they can see how the forest is regrowing. I think that's a very exciting project for these students, and I couldn't be more proud.
Okay, I have good news from the district. We are pleased to announce that we are now providing COVID-19 testing for students and staff. As of Wednesday, August 18th, we have conducted 598 tests and 90% have been negative. We are appreciative of the great job that our school nurses are doing to provide this service and to keep our students and staff healthy and safe. And that's just some of the good news that's happening in Oak Ridge Schools. Now we're going to move to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and state your name and address. Please speak clearly so all can understand. So remember, this is for a topic that is not on the agenda. We added the mask mandate to the agenda, so we will be hearing those public comments when we get to that point on the agenda. So does anyone have anything that they would like to speak to us? Okay, seeing no one, we will move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, now we will move to item A on our agenda. Ms. Agle, can you read your motion one more time, please?
Sure. I move that masks will be required indoors at all Oak Ridge schools absent a written opt-out notice from parents in accordance with Executive Order 84.
So would now be the time for public comment? Okay. All right. You in the front row, if you would come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on just 1 second. Do I have a second for Angie's motion?
Second.
All in favor?
No, you don't vote until people talk.
Oh, thank you. okay, we will now have the public comment on this topic. Okay.
First and foremost, my name is Jim Dawson. I live at 10 Presidential Drive in Oak Ridge. And I'm actually here as a school teacher. I know that Ms. Webb mentioned that earlier. The school teachers are your frontline people. They're out there every day. And the most important thing that we feel is that we want to make sure that our students and staff are healthy and safe in our schools, and we can continue the business of educating these young minds. We found out last year that keeping them in school is the best way to do that, particularly with some populations that really need that one-to-one interaction with these professionals. So I would like to support Ms. Agle's motion to keep us masked up this year if possible in a small way to enable us to do the best job we possibly can, but importantly, make sure that we keep our kids safe, our staff safe, and also we have them in school. So again, I'd like to support that, and I'd like to thank you all for the consideration. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak? All right, in the blue, please.
Hi. My name is Isabel Pellick. I am the mother of two children in Glenwood. When I was in fifth grade, I came down with an unknown illness. It caused exhaustion, pain, and mental fog to the point where I often didn't know where I was or recognize the people around me. This illness has never left me. It required special education support in school. It caused me to quit my teaching job. I am currently on disability, and I'm not sure if I will ever be off it. I mention this because it is the situation students will be facing with long-haul COVID, as they're now calling it. The symptoms of long-haul COVID have been compared to my illness by doctors. We do not know how long the disabilities sometimes caused by the virus will last. They may be lifelong. Wearing a mask is an act of compassion and charity towards the people around you. Speaking on a personal level, compassion and charity are very important to my faith. Speaking in a broader sense, being fair to others is critical to living in a society. On all levels, wearing a mask is important to the people around us. I don't understand why the Oak Ridge School Board has not strongly recommended masks for all schools. Our county is in the highest risk level, extremely high risk, according to the New York Times. As of 2 o'clock this afternoon, Oak Ridge schools have had 163 cases this school year. Since we've been in school for 19 days, that's an average of about 9 cases per day. Students are at risk. Especially with the current Delta variant, some children will get extremely sick, especially if they have a pre-existing condition such as asthma, which is not uncommon these days. They're at risk not only of getting sick, but of dying or having their lives permanently impacted by this disease. Some of them will require Section 504 services, possibly for years, possibly for the rest of their education. And worse, someone will die before the school year is over if something is not done. You have a duty of compassion to the students in the Oak Ridge school system, and I would like you to require masks as much as is possible under law for all schools. Thank you very much for your time.
Ma'am, would you sign your name, please, there?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I also have an article on long haul COVID if anyone wants to have it.
Okay, is there anyone else that wants to speak? You standing in the back. If you would please sign in before you speak. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Melissa Wells. I'm a registered nurse. I've worked at Methodist Medical Center for almost 10 years. I'm now a nurse practitioner. I take care of dialysis patients and inpatient nephrology patients. This is my daughter, Maggie. She's a elementary student at Linden. She's one of the many students of Oak Ridge that cannot get vaccinated yet because she's not old enough. I'm here to tell you as a healthcare provider that COVID is very much alive and well in this community, and it's escalating. And as a mother, I'm urging you to please follow the scientific, evidence-based guidelines. And this isn't an opinion. This is science, evidence-based guidelines that are recommending that we mask our children for now until we see a different trend in the disease process. And Maggie is always worried that she's going to bring COVID home and give it to her baby brother. She's a good girl. She wears a mask, but she's only one of two. I do challenge you. I think that the administrators are capable of managing this. They've managed dress code requirements for years. I think that they're capable of it. I wouldn't sell them short on that. I think if it's in the interest of the health and safety of our children, that they'd be happy to do so. So please, I ask that you all consider Ms. Agle's motion and vote in favor of it for the safety of our children and for the safety of the staff. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Come on.
My name is Carly Manuel, and
if you would please, yes. Yeah, thank you.
My name is Carly Manuel, and I teach at Emory Valley Early Learning Center. It's not part of Oak Ridge Schools, but it is in Oak Ridge. I teach toddlers who are not able to wear a mask. It's too difficult for them. I wear my mask full time in order to protect them. My children are students at Willowbrook Elementary, and they have been wearing their mask from the beginning. They are currently on quarantine because they have come in contact with students who have COVID in their classrooms. Both of them were sent home within a day of each other, 2 days. They are not able to go back to school at this point because of the quarantine. We are trying our best. My husband and I both work. It's very difficult for us to make sure that they meet the education that they need to get and still work as we need to earn money and such. I would highly, highly, highly recommend that every student wear a mask to prevent the spread of COVID so that all students are able to stay in school to continue to receive a quality education that Oak Ridge is known for providing, and that parents are not having to make decisions on whether to quit their jobs and thus put financial strain on their families, and having to make decisions on which parent has to stay home, which parent has to leave their work. And some parents do not have that option. There are many single families in Oak Ridge that are not able to stay home with their children, which means that children who have been put in quarantine because they've been exposed to COVID are more at risk for getting into trouble. They're more at risk for not being able to complete their assignments, and they're going to fall behind in school, which is going to put a great burden on the school teachers. I think it's a simple thing to put on a little mask for 7.5, 8, 9 hours a day, and I think it's such an easy fix to such a wide problem. Thank you.
Is anyone else? Come on. Please sign in.
Good evening. My name is Tom Williams, and I would like to encourage the board to pass the amendment that Ms. Agle has proposed about requiring masks with an opt-out option. The COVID has a two-week incubation period from initial infection to the signs of symptoms, and a lot of kids don't actually show symptoms at all. So I feel like at this point we're 2 weeks behind the COVID. At this point we've got 160 active cases since the start of the school year. And social distancing and masking are very simple requirements, very simple steps to take to reduce the spread by, I believe it was 90-95%. There are, of course, some people who cannot mask, cannot get vaccinated. These are simple steps to help prevent spreading the infection to them. So I just wanted to ask you, encourage you to adopt the motion require masks with an opt-out, parental opt-out in writing, as Ms. Agle has proposed tonight. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Yeah, come on.
My name is Nathan Wells. I'm a registered nurse. I work critical care in Knoxville. My child attends Glenwood. It is very important to mask. It matters. It makes a difference. My child is one of a handful that are wearing their mask regularly to Glenwood, per his report. It's like any dress code. When I was in school, they policed dress code. Shorts too short, you had to change them. Shirt inappropriate, had to change it. A mask is no different. It just happens to be a public health issue. Cases are rising. UT put out public numbers on their Facebook page, 110 hospitalized. As of today. This morning. My child told me that there are kids in his sister class that are home on quarantine from class. I have a 14-month-old at home. Neither one of my children can get vaccinated. I am vaccinated. I was part of one of the research trials. I believe in vaccinations. They work. Yes, there can be breakthrough. It's not 100% you're protected from an infection, but it shows your body how to fight the infection. And it prevents significant damage. I ask the board to consider masking with the opt-out rule as the governor directs in Executive Order 84. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Come on up, Mr. Carvella.
You need me to sign in? My name is Mike Carvella. I am speaking as president of Oak Ridge Education Association. I want to thank Ms. Agle, Mr. Stevens, Ms. Webb, and Ms. McLean for bringing this to the agenda and having this discussion. I'd like to thank members of the community for supporting this as well. I can speak for my members and my executive board that we are in support of this. The teachers, the staff want to be here, and we want to be healthy, and we want our students to be healthy so that we can do what we're best at, which is educating children. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this? Oh, I've got one more. Yeah, come on.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn Williams. I've got two boys who go to Willowbrook, and I don't have too much more to say on top of what everyone else said. They basically summed it all up, but I just wanted to say that I would like my kids to be able to be in school, but without the mask mandate, it doesn't seem like they could do that. They've missed more school this year than they have since my fourth grader started kindergarten, so it'd be nice, but I mean, sorry, I'm kind of a mess right now. They have both been quarantined so far. We've been lucky enough for them to not have caught COVID, but with that going, they can't even learn because they're not in school and they need their teachers. I'm not a teacher. I can't do that the way they can. So I definitely think we should have a mask mandate for the schools to keep the students and the staff safe. So, but and thank you, everyone. You worded it much better than me. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, there's another one. Come on.
This is intimidating up here. So I had notes, but most everyone has covered it pretty well. The only thing I would add, my name is Rebecca Ekman. I have two children that attend Linden Elementary, and every day when they walk into school, there is a sign on the wall that says, I'm respectful, responsible, ready, and safe. And I feel like we do our children a disservice by not making the mask the default setting. When the pandemic first started, we sat our kids down and we explained to them that when you wear a mask, you are showing a sign of respect to the people around you. You are saying to them that I respect your right to stay healthy. I see you and I respect you. And now I drop my children off at school, and I won't deny the numbers have increased, but when school first started, it was maybe 5% of the students who showed up with masks on, even though supposedly the school policy was that it was voluntary, and I never heard that anywhere. And now it's up to about 25%. But my kids come home from school and they ask me flat out why it is that the rest of the kids at school aren't wearing masks. Why are they being disrespectful toward them? Why are they not being responsible for their health? Why are they not being ready for school by being dressed appropriately? And why are they not being safe? And I don't know how to answer them. And I feel like we've let politics step over top of having respect for the students and having respect for the teachers. And I just want to bring that back. So I would please strongly encourage the board to, yes, follow Ms. Agle's suggestion and also to follow CDC guidelines and the American Academy of Pediatrics and so many scientists. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the board? Yes, come on.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jim Tilson. I live at 1096 West Outer Drive. I have two students who are at Oak Ridge High School, and both of whom are fully vaccinated, thanks be to God. Oak Ridge, for the last several years, the Oak Ridge schools have pursued STEM as a priority: science, technology, engineering, and math. Oak Ridge prides itself on its history of scientific achievement and scientific advancement. Yet, when presented with numbers, when presented with facts, so often political agendas overrule the facts. How can we, as a city, as a school district, claim that STEM is our priority when at the first fence we fall because we are not willing to look at the science? We are listening to politicians. We are not listening to the experts. That would be virologists, immunologists, and that would also include physicians and nurses who are on the front lines, who have seen, who have so much anecdotal evidence. Instead, we so often look at the web, at YouTube videos. We so often listen to what politicians are saying, and both sides play games with the numbers. But the facts are the facts. I'm speaking on my own behalf tonight. My wife is a teacher in the Oak Ridge School District. She is not here this evening. I'm speaking for myself, and I am not representing her with my comments. I want to make that very clear. But we have a responsibility, especially if we are going to claim the scientific heritage of Oak Ridge, then that must be our approach to policy. Difficulties can be overcome. We don't necessarily have to have lists of who's allowed a mask and who is not, or required to have a mask or who is not. My driver's license has an endorsement on it saying that I'm allowed to ride a motorcycle. If I get pulled over, I can prove that I'm allowed to. If somebody who doesn't have that endorsement gets pulled over, then they're in trouble. Oak Ridge students have badges. Surely there must be some way that a badge could be marked that a teacher, a staff member, somebody could readily see that a student is not wearing a mask when they should be. I don't see that as a difficulty. So in closing, I would like to support Ms. Eagle's motion and respectfully ask that the school board move to mandate masks except for when the law prevents it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to speak? Yes, come.
My name is Angie Patterson. I live at 104 Wimberly Lane. I have two kids at Linden Elementary. I don't have anything prepared. All I have to say is that when we moved to Tennessee, we specifically chose Oak Ridge because we heard about how wonderful the school system was here. And to be honest, for the last 5 years, it's been fantastic, and we've been proud to be Linden students, and it's been wonderful. That changed this year for me, and it's been hard because I do love Linden a lot. My kids love it there, but it's been disappointing. I've been disappointed in the rulings that have happened so far, and so I very much would like to encourage this motion to have all schools mask. I think that it's been a struggle in our family because I've had to do a lot of explaining to the kids about why it is we're not masking or why the rest of the school isn't masking, and we've really strongly encouraged that at home, and my kids mask, and they don't understand why others aren't masking. And so it's been a rough year because we've been really proud to be Linden and Oak Ridge residents, and this year has been a struggle. And so I'm having a hard time explaining why the school board isn't in support of this mandate. And so I guess I'm just disappointed, and I would really hope that that changes. And so I wanted to say that publicly and out loud. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that, so that at least I can look my kids in the eye and said I did what I could do to change that. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Yes, come on.
So nervous, I about forgot my own address. So my name's Robbie Laney. I have two children in Oak Ridge Public Schools, one at Robertsville, one at Linden. My wife is a teacher. I am on the PTSA at Robertsville. I've supported PTSA at Robertsville and at Linden. I am an active community member with my church and support a lot of things. I am not a doctor, not a medical professional in any sort of means. You know, have been vaccinated. I hate wearing masks. I've got a bum ankle, but I was so upset by the email that was sent out and the decision that was made that I felt it was imperative that I come down here and speak my piece. One of the things that I would like to say is whenever COVID was not as impactful on our children, we took a lot harder stance than what we're doing now and stuff. And like I said, I'm no doctor. I hate wearing a mask. And maybe mask working, maybe it doesn't. But if I'm wrong and I'm wearing my mask, then I just look stupid. If I'm right, though, how many lives and how much healthier and not spreading this disease does that impact make on our community? I would say I would gather that the majority of you all are of the Christian faith, and not to bring religion into this, but you know, our tenet is to, you know, to take care of one another. And if it's something as simple as wearing a mask, then that's what we should do. We're not asking that we ignore the law that the governor put into place. We're asking that the school system simply follows the mandate. And the mandate that was put into place is not representative of that. As far as the difficulties in administering it, like has previously been mentioned, we've done it with dress codes. You know, if we want to look from a simple solution, we could probably have an IT solution implemented to allow parents to submit a solution within an hour if we have competent technical people. But anyway, that's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone else? Going once. Okay. All right. The public discussion is closed now. Okay. So comments from the board. Yes.
Well, I did read that in Anderson County, the way they have managed the opt-out form is they put it in the parent Skyward portal, so the parent submits it through Skyward. You don't have to shuffle through papers and that sort of thing. And it can be recorded in Skyward so that the teacher should be able to see on Skyward who has an opt-out and who doesn't. That doesn't make it easy. I know that this is a pain for teachers and administrators to deal with. I know that they're already worn out working late every night going over the quarantine lists. I'm hopeful that with a mask mandate, we can get most children masked every day, and that will decrease the number who have to quarantine, which will decrease the learning loss, but also the difficulty for parents who have to decide, okay, who stays home with the child for 2 weeks? It is not a big thing to ask to wear a piece of cloth to protect others.
I guess in hearing some of the comments, Many people have said, equated this to a dress code. We have nothing in our dress code that allows an opt-out. And as convinced as many of you are that once we pass a mask mandate, it's going to totally cut out the transmission, I really feel like we are going to have not just a handful of people fill out the opt-out form. We're going to have a lot of people fill out the opt-out form. And it's going to be a logistical issue that's going to take away from instructional time in the classroom. And I'm not sure that it's going to cut down on the transmission because we're going to have a lot of kids opt out. Mr. Stevens.
I agree. I fully expect, even if we pass it, that there will be parents that behave as some have in other counties that will call you on the phone and say, well, this is all I got to do. So we can anticipate the hard heads, anticipate, yes, it's going to be a struggle. Hire who you need to hire in order to lessen the load and make sure you track that very well so we can let the governor know we tried to follow your list. But, pardon my French, I don't really give a damn how tough it is. We just need to do it. I'm not going to be sitting here going, well, I'm glad I sure we didn't do that, and one student fell by the wayside because we dragged her feet. As I said earlier, if I'm going to make an error or I'm going to push for a direction that is safer, we can all talk about the logistical nightmare that may come up. We can anticipate it. We've got smart people here to see how we can kind of minimize it. But let's not take any shortcuts. I fully expect a lot of folks to be real hardheads about it. But that should not change our position one iota. Stand for the health of the student, stand for the health of the staff, and by golly, we'll do whatever is necessary to be done in order to make that work. In our society today, we just have to deal with those that just don't want to follow the guidelines and are determined otherwise. We haven't got to the point where you sign an opt-out form so when you drop dead from COVID, we can say, well, too bad. We don't want to do that. We don't want to get that kind of mentality. But we do want to do the best that we can do within the law here in the state. If they say we have to do this or whatever, okay. If we want to stay, abide by the rules and regs. But just remember, when it reaches out and touches you, those folks that are supposedly giving you all the good advice from the Capitol and other areas will be nowhere to be found. So they're doing what they feel they have to do. But any of your families that have not been touched by this virus yet, pray hard. My wife and I lost a niece. She dropped dead in 4 days because they were too hard-headed to get a vaccine. They had a whole laundry list of reasons. She was in her late 20s, early 30s. We got through last year pretty well, but this year, a lot more people are backsliding on taking the precautions. And the COVID doesn't care. It'll wait patiently until you let your guard down. So let's not do that. Parents, please talk to your children to be informative. Don't let them behave in a manner to get your approval and not wear a mask when they should be. And if you don't think it's worth the time and effort, please stop over to one of the hospitals and talk to any of the patients by phone or whatever you need to do. You see it one time, reach out and touch someone in your family, you'll change your mind. So I don't want any parent to have to deal with that. I don't want us having to deal with the illness of staff. If that thing happens, we want to be on the side of we did everything that was humanly possible to protect our people. Now, whether you're fighting a war in the trenches or you're fighting this kind of political battle, let's do our best that we can do within the limits of the law and even push at that a little bit, as long as we're pushing toward being safer with everyone at our schools. We'll get the help. We'll do whatever we need to do in order to make that happen. That's what we're here for. Thank you.
Dr. B, do you have anything you would like to add or no?
Like we've said before in communication with the board, this is a difficult conversation. I know we have board members feeling different ways, and it's here on the agenda this evening, but I think I'll just save my comments at this point.
Okay, thank you. Aaron, you have anything? Or?
I don't want to wear a mask. I got the vaccine. My family got the vaccine. But I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather wear a mask, have my kids wear a mask, have my family wear a mask to prevent anyone from being sick. That's me. That's how I am. That's how my family is. I've agonized over this. I know everyone else has agonized over it. This is a tough decision. It's a tough conversation. I would just rather err on the side of caution and be considerate.
Okay, so I may need a little help here, but we have a motion for masks required indoors absent of opt-out completed by a parent. Is that correct?
Masks will be required indoors at all Oak Ridge schools absent a written opt-out notice from parents in accordance with Executive Order 84.
This does not include buildings that are not schools. In school administration building where there are no students, it's all adults. They've all had the opportunity to get vaccinated. This does not apply unless Dr. Borchers wants to do that. This is school buildings indoors.
Okay, that is the motion that has been made by Ms. Agle and seconded by Mr. Stevens. We will do a verbal vote. Ms. Agle?
Aye.
Mr. Stevens?
Aye.
Ms. Webb? I vote nay. So the ayes have it. Okay, we're going to take like a 5-minute break. You all are more than welcome to stay. We've got a bunch of policies and procedures to review and approve, or you can leave, whatever you want to do.
This, but I had it pulled up on state statute as of right now.
Okay, everyone, I think we better get started or get back on track here. Okay, we're going to move on to items for action. We've got a number of board policies for our review and approval. The first board policy is 4.700 testing, the second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of board policy 4.700 testing.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Dr. B.
Yeah, as we mentioned last time, this is a second reading, of course. We've been exceeding these requirements for career and technical education opportunities, and also Dr. Williams talked a little bit about the weighting of TCAP in this policy as well.
Okay, I should have said that Angie made the, Ms. Agle made the motion and Mr. Stevens seconded it. Are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for approval of the board policy number 4700 testing on the second reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is board policy 3.205, security on the first and second reading. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of board policy 3.205.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Mr. Webb. Mrs. Webb. Dr. B.
All right. Districts must now include cybersecurity in their safety plans. This will be included in the state-level template, and districts are tasked with identifying how to keep these networks and technologies safe from cyber attacks and other cybersecurity threats and incidents. We've updated our policy to include a provision for this topic.
Okay, are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for the approval of board policy 3.205, security, on the first and second reading. Please cast your vote. A motion passes unanimously. Next, we have board policy number 4.204, summer instructional programs, on the first and second reading. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of board policy 4.204, summer instructional programs.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board is well aware, several changes were made during the special legislative session that impacted summer programming. We've updated our policy to include the additional summer programs that will be offered to students, and certain factors as outlined in this new state law determine student eligibility for these programs.
Are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for approval of the board policy number 4.204, summer instructional programs, on the first and second reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is the board policy 4.213, family life, on the first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of board policy 4.213, family life education.
Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchardt.
State law now requires that all boards adopt a policy on family life curriculum, and I'll just state that as our team talked today, we're already exceeding these expectations.
Okay, are there any comments or questions? I do have one question. The teachers for this family life education class, are they Oak Ridge School staff members?
Dr. Williams, you want to?
Yes, these are teachers that are part of the CTE department.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any more questions? Okay, the motion is for the approval of board policy number 4.213, Family Life Education, on the first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is board policy 4.605, graduation requirements, the first reading. Dr. Borchardt.
Madam Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.605, graduation requirements.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchardt.
The number of credits required to graduate early under the Move On When Ready Act has been reduced to 17. So previously this requirement was set at 18. So as a result, we've updated our policy to reflect that change.
Are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for the approval of board policy number 4.605, graduation requirements, the first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is board policy 6.200, attendance, on the first and second reading. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of board policy 6.200, attendance.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As we discussed last time, public chapter 223 changes the tiers of the progressive truancy plan. Under this new law, tier one applies to all students. So we've updated this policy to align to those changes.
Okay, are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, is motion for approval of board policy 6.200, attendance, the first and second reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is something fun. It's a motion for the approval of the ORHS Roll Wildcats Roll Motorcycle Club. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of the Oak Ridge High School Roll Wildcats Roll Motorcycle Club.
Okay, per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. B.
Just a couple things on the application there. This is a monthly meeting. They'll have speakers, safety, maintenance, trip planning, but I think probably more importantly, other pertinent information states no school-sponsored rides or trips. So they'll be just bringing their bikes to the school and having their meeting there, but no sponsored trips from the school district.
Okay, any questions or comments? Yes.
Just a comment. When I first saw this, it gave me the willies a little bit, but then after I thought about it, it's like some of our students are going to ride motorcycles no matter what we think. And to have a club where they are discussing safety and maintenance might actually make them safer. So it, like I said, it gave me the willies, but after thinking about it, the fact that they are going to be discussing safety and proper maintenance and trip planning and those sorts of things that will help keep them safer, I was grown and married before I learned to ride a motorcycle. And when I did, I realized my husband was right. You get on that bike, and it's like you put on Harry Potter's invisibility cloak. People do not see you. So hopefully this will help keep the students safer.
Okay, the motion is for the approval of the ORHS Motorcycle Club. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next we have a budget transfer number one. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of FY22 budget transfer number one.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. B.
As the board can see from the memo there, this reflects a conversion of an Oak Ridge High School math teacher position to a health science CTE position. Also transfers from contingency for a new kindergarten teaching position at Linden, a technology account transfer to establish some temporary hourly laborers, and then a maintenance operation you're going to vote on here soon here for the energy efficient window tinting at Robertsville, along with some other routine budget transfers.
Okay, any comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion is for the approval of the board transfer number one. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is the move to approve the ESSER 1.0 grant for year 22. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of the FY22 ESSER 1.0 federal carryover funds budget, which includes spending of the regular instruction program, support services, education technology, operation of plant, and community services.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agel, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. B.
This item and the next item are very similar. These federal funds are carried over from FY21 to be spent in FY22 per ESSER 1.0 parameters approved by TDOE, and you can see the categories there in your memo.
Okay, any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for the approval of the FY22 ESSER 1.0 carryover funds. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is the FY22 ESSER 2.0 grant. Dr. B.
Madam Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 ESSER 2.0 federal carryover funds budget, which includes spending for the regular instruction program as well as for the regular capital outlay.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Borchers?
And again, the same thing. These federal funds are carried over from FY21 to be spent in FY22 per ESSER 2.0 parameters approved by TDOE.
Okay, are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for the approval of the FY22 ESSER 2.0 grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is a motion to approve the addition of security film for the new windows at Robertsville Middle and Jefferson Middle. Dr. B.
Madam Chair, I recommend approval of the addition of security film for the new windows at Robertsville Middle and Jefferson Middle by ESG as part of the change order submitted to the city in the amount of $70,000.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from Mr. Thacker's memo there, the addition will add security tint to all new replacement windows at the cost of $70,000, and that added tint will also provide additional thermal protection for the facility and improve the overall appearance of the exterior of the buildings.
Okay, are there any comments or questions from the board?
Are the windows?
No, they're coming in. Are they on the truck or on the ground right now, Mr. Thacker?
Wednesday.
So I recall at Willowbrook when the power went off, it was really dark in the school. Are we getting flashlights for all of the classrooms?
We haven't gone there yet, but yes, yeah. It does get dark with those tinted windows.
Okay, have I gotten a motion and a second for this? Okay, all right. Are there any more comments or questions? Okay, the motion is the approval of the addition of security film for the new windows at Robertsville and Jefferson. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next we're going to items for information with our finance reports. Is there anything we need to know, Pat? Okay. Are there any questions?
I just want to thank Pat for making sure that we have all the information in a format that is easy to understand. We appreciate you.
Okay, we can move on to items for discussion, old business, new business, communications. Just a reminder, the board is going to be at the preschool this Wednesday at 7:30, and Wednesday, September the 8th, will be at Jefferson at 7 a.m. Is there anything else to add? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.